Hello everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share here from over 25 years of empowering leaders to lead themselves and others with more power and more clarity. Leadership. I've been talking for a couple of episodes now about a definition of leadership that I like. It says that leadership is taking a stand for a future in such a way that other people join in to make that future a reality. Now let's talk about this word future here. Instead of future, you can say leaders take a stand for a vision. Leaders take a stand for a big goal. Leaders have an intention. You can use any word you like there really, but what is important? And we speak so far mostly about leading yourself, that you as an individual in your work, in your life, have access to clarity and power. That has to do with, one, you take a stand for something. You don't just try or discipline yourself. You actually find a heartfelt commitment and take a stand for something. What you take a stand for is something future-oriented. You basically want something in your future that is inspiring, that calls you forward, that you feel joyful thinking about. And that thing in the future, ideally, is not just a continuation of the past, but it is something expansive with regards to the past. If you compare that future with what happened in the past, it's something new, it's something inspiring, something expansive. Simple thing for me is today I got my motorcycle license. That is different than my past. I never had a motorcycle license. I thought about it off and on, and about 4 months ago, I made a commitment. I took a stand. I told my son that, you know what, I'm going to make that motorcycle license I've been thinking about a reality now, and you and I will go on a motorcycle weekend together, because he drives a bike and thought it would be great to do it together, and I thought that's a great idea too. So I committed, I took a stand for a future that was different. And that I felt was inspiring for me, being a motorcyclist instead of not being one. Now, does that mean it's super easy and joyful every step of the way? No, on the contrary. Sometimes it's boring, it's difficult. You come up against your own thoughts and feelings. You don't want to do it. You don't have time, whatever. But when you lead yourself with clarity and power, you don't listen too much to the thoughts and feelings in the moment. You connect to the truth of your commitment or your stand. So if you want power, you need to get clarity. And what you need clarity with regards to is your future. So look at your work, for example. Do you have something in your future there for the next 3 to 6 months that is inspiring for you? If so, great. If not, it's really difficult to lead yourself day to day because you're left to discipline and willpower, and that's really hard. So if you don't have something, it could be years out, but at least 3 to 6 months, something that is inspiring, that calls you forward, that leaves you with creating a future for yourself and possibly others, then give that some thought and just ask yourself, what would be inspiring for me to fulfill in the next 3 to 6 months? And hang with that question and see what comes up. If you don't have something like that outside of work, you get pulled back into work all the time. So you need to look maybe your family life or your relationship to yourself or something with your body or some other interests. So what would be inspiring for you? One or two things is enough. Like all you need is one big inspiring intention that starts to pull you forward, and you notice that you lead yourself better. You make better choices day by day, moment to moment. You say no to things with more ease because you have said a yes to something that is important to you. So what's in your future? Well, it's nothing there except for what you say and what you take a stand for. So that's my invitation for you today to make sure you have something in your future, work-wise and outside of work, that is inspiring for you and that'll help you lead yourself with more clarity and more power. I publish new episodes most days of the week, so you're welcome back here anytime you want. Thanks for listening.